Now wars are never started by those who have to eventually fight them, and profit is often gained by those who plot and intrigue to ignite them. Now take the recent struggle twixt America and Spain. When all is said and all is done, there's only one man to blame. Editor, editor, we all know your name. Editor, editor, you're the man to blame. Editor, editor, we all know your name. Editor, editor, you're the man to blame. He saw his circulation sinking mighty low, so he says we need a yarn to put us on the go. Then he looked at Cuba, and then he looked at Spain. He says, I'll tell the world and God of Cuba's tragic shame. Editor, editor, we all know your name. Editor, editor, you're the man to blame. Editor, editor, we all know your name. Editor, editor, you're the man to blame. And so he wrote of pain and tear, of anguish and despair, taxes made and orphans made in print both bold and bare. He wrote of bleeding Cuba, he wrote of cruel Spain. He says that we should intervene in Christianity's name. Editor, editor, we all know your name. Editor, editor, you're the man to blame. Editor, editor, we all know your name. Editor, editor, you're the man to blame. And when the country was aroused as much as we could be, he scribbled off his masterpiece enthusiastically. He took his yellow quilted pen, and then with great disdain, he wrote his editorial and sunk the good ship Maine. Editor, editor, we all know your name. Editor, editor, you're the man to blame. Editor, editor, we all know your name. Editor, editor, you're the man to blame. This fellow made a lot of money from the little war, and after it was over, boys, he made a whole lot more. Newspapers all around the land bear his famous name, but it began the day this man sunk the good ship Maine. Editor, editor, we all know your name. Editor, editor, you're the man to blame. Editor, editor, we all know your name. Editor, editor, you're the man to blame.